She paused and grabbed a roll from the basket between them, slathering it with butter. You should come to Sunday dinner after church tomorrow. The whole family will be there, and you can meet the new in-laws. He smiled. I'd like that a lot, but I'm warning you now. Eating with your family does not count as one of our dates. That makes sense. Family surrounding us doesn't sound very romantic at all. By the time they'd finished their meal, May felt as if Adam had never left. They were joking as much as they ever had, though the sexual tension between them was more. She would catch him glancing at her between bites of food, and in school, she'd have asked if something was on her face. Now she knew he just enjoyed watching her. After their meal, he drove to a bar that advertised a band and country dancing. She couldn't believe how excited she was. It wasn't just being held in his arms, though that was a huge draw. She hadn't really danced since prom. Oh, sure, she danced with her father and brother at her sister's weddings, but this was different. This time, she'd be held in the arms of the man she had cared about her entire life. The bar was crowded, and he glanced at her face to make sure she wasn't nervous. "This okay?" he asked as they walked into the building. She nodded. "As long as you're here holding my hand, I'll be fine," she half-yelled to be heard over the loud music. The band was good, one she'd never heard before, but they played a lot of the songs that were currently on the radio, as well as some older songs by popular artists. They sat at the small table they found, sipping soft drinks, and after a few songs, he stood and held his hand out for her. "This one is slow enough for me," she laughed. "I forgot that you hate fast dancing." "I do, but I love holding you, so that might be why." As they drifted to the music together, she sighed, resting her forehead against his shoulder. There was just something about Adam that made the whole world fade away when she was with him. She could be in her parents' living room or in the middle of a crowded dance floor, and she was equally comfortable, as long as they were together. The next song was faster, and Adam led her back to their little table off in a corner of the room. As soon as they sat, Adam groaned, picking up his phone. "It's my answering service. Give me just a minute." May sat alone at the table while Adam stepped outside so he could hear the other end of the call. While she sat there alone, she became more and more nervous, wringing her hands together. Finally, Adam came back. "I'm so sorry, May. I have an emergency, and I need to get back to town." "Can't the hospital deal with it?" "Not this time." He took her hand and led her out to the truck. "I can't believe this. I'm not even on call, but the patient's mother requested me, which is strange because I've only been seeing patients for 2 weeks here." "That is odd. Well, it's fine. Maybe we should stick closer to home for dates. It shouldn't take me more than 10 or 15 minutes. It's a child who cut her foot, and really, she reminded me of you as a little girl. She was scared at first, and then she and I hit a rhythm, and I think that's why her mother asked for me. After her appointment with me last week, her mom told me that she'd cried before the appointment because she had to meet a new doctor, and then she loved me." "That's really great. Do you want to just drive to the hospital? I can have family pick me up, or I can wait for you there." "Would you mind just waiting for me?" he asked. "It really should be just a few minutes, and then I can drive you home and walk you to your door as a good date should." She laughed. "That doesn't matter to me terribly much." "It does matter to me." "Then I'll wait in the truck." "Thank you for being so understanding. I hate that we only got to dance to one song. Anytime we want to dance again, we'll just ask Dawn to provide the music." "I don't know about that." May sighed. "It's been a wonderful night. I'm glad you talked me into going out with you, Adam." "I am too. I wasn't taking no for an answer, though." "Oh, I think I noticed that." When they arrived at the hospital, she waited in the truck and texted her mother, letting her know what they were doing in case they were late. As soon as she texted, Judy called. "I hear you're out with Adam. That's so exciting. Mom said you were alone for a few, so I thought I'd call." May had always felt closer to Junie than she did to April, the third in their triplet group. "We're having fun," May said. "Well, we were until Adam got an emergency call. He's in the ER stitching someone up." "Oh, that stinks. Do you think you're going to keep dating him?" Junie asked. "I think so. I mean, we agreed to 3 dates before any decisions were made." Junie laughed. "Only you and Adam would have to come to an agreement about dating. You two always did things your own way." "I guess we have. I never thought of that." "I seriously thought you'd break apart when he left for school. It was like your other half had gone away." "I don't believe in soulmates because I think it's silly to leave something so important up to chance when you should have a plan,"